story today, very interesting, about how people are starting to go back to work. They're starting to commute more. They're starting to at least get back in the car and get around. Not so much on public transportation. And because of the coronavirus, people are less likely to want to take public transportation, at least in the medium term, maybe even into the long term. And then there's a question about whether or not we could actually handle on our roadways this increase in traffic. Can it actually be sustained? Be very good news for those of us in the radio industry, especially in the afternoons and in the mornings, but it's not necessarily really good for the commuters. Jack Lavin's joining us right now. He's the CEO of the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce, and you're quoted in this story today. The real concern here, Jack, is that people may never want to go back into public transportation as a result of this. How, where do we go from here if that's the case?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on. Great to be on your show. That's a great question. We had the Chicagoland Chamber had a task force about reopening Chicagoland business, and the word that kept coming up was trust. You know, when can people trust to go back to work? And one of the key parts of going back to work, of course, is public transportation. And there is real concern about that. I mean, right now, probably had about 20% of people in the loop in the office area go back. But, you know, people right now certainly question, you know, how safe is public transportation? And we got to make sure people can trust it because our roads cannot handle the increase in the traffic. So we have a lot of work to do to find out what our business is going to do. Are they going to stagger their starts? Are they going to have cohorts 1 week on, 1 week off? Are they not going to have people come back to work right now? So we have a little bit of time, but the main thing is we've got to figure out, you know, what are employers thinking, what are employees thinking, and what are the transit agencies, CTA, Metra, and PACE thinking about how we work getting people back on public transportation and back to work.
Yeah, because there's almost a 500,000 people who work on any given day in the loop under normal circumstances. And that's that's the second largest group of humanity in working behind Manhattan, right, in the United States. L.A. doesn't have that. San Francisco doesn't have that. And getting people, we've always known this here, getting people in and out of this system is always been tricky. But now, completely a mess. Now, what is your sense in terms of what have you heard so far from businesses about this idea of staggered either hours or cohorts or any of those?
Yeah, we've heard a number of things, but you mentioned some other cities, and we are hearing stories in Washington, D.C. and New York City about businesses or office buildings saying, if you've been on public transportation, you cannot come into the building. Most of that is more anecdotal here in Chicago, but we need to talk to businesses. So the chamber is working with some other business associations and like the Metropolitan Planning Council and some others to do a survey right now of all the businesses. The survey is actually out there right now. And then we're going to individually talk to some of the top employers and just find out, what are they thinking? How are they going to bring their people back to work? And then how are they going to talk to them about different modes of transportation? And it's not always what we think. It's what employees think and how safe they're going to feel and what are they thinking. So we need to talk to companies, employers, employees, find out what they're thinking, and then start working from there. And there has to be a real public awareness campaign about what is Metro, what is CTA, what is PACE, what are they doing to keep transportation clean, safe. You know, how many times are people standing on a CTA platform and they got to wait a couple trains to get on, and that's before COVID. And so, you know, we need to find out what are people thinking, how do they want to come back to work, and then we're going to have a forum where we bring some of the transit agencies and employers together and talk about what can be done and what incentives might be out there. But just really create a dialogue. If we aren't talking to each other and creating that dialogue, then we're not going to build that trust level. And that's really what has to happen here.
Jack, hold on 1 second for me. I'm going to come right back to you, but I want to check traffic here and also get some phone calls in at 312-981-7200. If you live in the suburbs and you work in the city, do you want to come back in on public transportation? Do you want to take the Metro? Do you want to take the CTA, if you live throughout the city and you come downtown, how would you do it? And if you're a business leader, what do you want to do? How do you want to stagger your business, keep your people safe, but also keep them working? Because we've learned a lot here in the aftermath. So 312-981-7200, especially people who commute into the city. Will you commute using a train ever again? Or is it going to be the car only? 312-981-7200. Jack Lavin is with us. We'll be right back. But first, here is Lauren Lapka. Big story today is the concern that as Chicagoans are starting to come back to work in downtown, how are they going to get there? Because there's concern that people don't want to take the train anymore if they're going to commute in that way. They don't want to take public transportation. They would like to use their car. And the infrastructure in the city for that and on the roads and the, you know, and the Kennedy and the Eisenhower and the, you know, wherever you're coming in, 90, 94, 55, whatever it is, we don't have enough capacity there necessarily to handle the number of people who work downtown. We've really relied very much on public transportation. So I want to hear from you at 312-981-7200. If you were in the suburbs and you work downtown or you come downtown, would you take public transportation to get back in? Or if you're a business leader, what would you do? Jack Lavin is with us. He is the CEO of the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce, representing these businesses. And before I get to the phone calls here, Jack, the idea of business leaders making these decisions now about office space and what do they need and what don't they need? Are they able to now share an office space? Obviously, the work from home telecommuting has been successful in some businesses, not all, obviously, but in some businesses it's working out. Do you think that there's going to be less need for business space downtown?
Well, Ro, that's a great question. I think, you know, on the one hand, in your office, there's going to be a little more social distancing or physical distancing, so you may need a little more space. But like you said, a lot of businesses have found that people can work from home, their workers can work from home, they can, you know, use Zoom and other things to have meetings. So I think you will have less people coming back downtown. I think the norm, what's We are not going to go back to what was normal. It's going to be a new normal, and the amount of people coming downtown will change. So yes, the companies are looking at all that. They're looking at their office space, how they work, how they operate. Can people commute from home? Can they have less of a footprint and maybe save money on office space? All those things are being looked at. And then they have employees that are vulnerable populations, you know, with different conditions, and they need to look at that too.
All right. Jim, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, how you doing? I appreciate the subject. It's a great conversation. I personally do not think you are going to have problems with transportation of people into Chicago, because you're going to have a whole lot fewer people coming into Chicago. Here's the perfect storm. You've got a couple of things happening. The gentleman just speaking, work from home, work remotely. A lot of people aren't coming back, and you talk about how you're going to have less need for office space. It's already happening. There are many, many, many companies that have already said, we're just not going back. My daughter lives in Chicago. They're moving out of Chicago. They're buying a nice house out remote, and they're going to work from there. And you've got a couple of other factors coming in here. Number one, you've got, in addition to this accelerated, we can work from home, we're not going back, you've got just spiraling crime. You've had, we don't even, the number of the shootings, every time I look it up, it goes up this weekend. What was it, over 100 with 11 deaths?
Yeah.
You've got violence, you've got looters, you've got safety, you've got bad schools. You have the perfect storm in Chicago for a Detroit-type mass exodus. And I've been saying this for the last 4 or 5 years. I just think it's going to be accelerated. And raising property taxes, if you want to accelerate people leaving the city, keep your same leadership in place and raise the taxes, and you're going to have, only people you're going to have in Chicago in the near future are two people. One, you're going to have government employees living off the dole, and you're going to have people that can't leave that don't pay taxes. That's going to be your two societies in Chicago. Those are my comments. Have
Thank
a good
you,
day.
That's a well, cheery guy right there. Okay, so
I'll say this. We definitely want to watch our property taxes. There's no doubt about that. But Chicago is a great city. We have a great workforce. We have a great quality of life. Businesses will come back to Chicago. Chicago will continue to grow because we have world-class airport transportation system. We have all the things you need to be a great city. We are a great city, and we will grow. Definitely things are going to change. There will be a different way of operating, but I think that we will continue to grow and be a great city. We need to figure out this transit question, and a lot of that is education, public awareness, and we've learned a lot of data so far since the COVID-19 hit. We know that face coverings, washing hands, social distancing, these three things really help, and then you have kind of a culture of a responsibility. The rider and the transit agency, there has to be a responsibility that goes both ways. And if we do that and have that education campaign, people can go back to public transportation. It's important people come back to public transportation. A lot of people have no choice but to take public transportation. So we need to make sure it's safe and people trust it and have that public awareness and education campaign and dialogue between employers and employees.
Jack, I got about a minute left, but I want to ask you, because as you're the CEO of the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce, have you looked to New York? Because that's the closest equivalent to Chicago in terms of how commuters commute in from other places and work in a central business district. Have you seen how New York has adjusted this? Because I know they just opened up the MTA add more cars. What are you seeing here? Can you learn anything from them?
We've looked at what they're doing and a couple others. That helped us put some of the questions for our survey together. And I think what we really need to have is a dialogue between the transit agencies, the employers, and the employees. And by having that dialogue, we'll build that trust so people can come back to work and take public transportation. Because for our system to work, for mobility, for workers to get to work and employers to have their employees come to work, we need to have a strong public transportation system and make sure it works. But that... we got to look at what New York City and other places are doing, and we got to take the best part that we can do and bring it here.
Is there anything you've seen there, Jack? Is there anything you've seen there that you think would apply here?
I think that they've started to do a good job of communicating and talking about what's going on and what our employees thinking. If they're listening to what they're thinking and putting some of those practices in place of how they're cleaning, how they're running the trains, having a shadow train in case one train's really busy so that you can get on the next train, do those kinds of things, and then have real-time information. I think what that's in New York City and some other places, they have real-time information. So if you're about to leave for work, you know, okay, there's trains coming that I can get on, right, or what the train count is, or know what hours. You know, let's say you want to start, instead of starting at 8, you start at 10, so people are coming at different times.
I'm all for that, by the way.
Information.
I'd like to point that out, Jack. You're going to start to see that stuff, I think, happen. We're going to have to leave it here. But, Jack, thank you so much. Jack Lavin, CEO of the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce. Things are changing forever. There's no question about it. And now we just have to decide what changes are going to stick and what aren't. Coming back, though, a tradition of the Rokan Show, news or ruse. We're going to do it right after the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming your way in two.